This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam. This is our final shiur before Rosh Hashanah. Be'ezus Hashem, I think we'll be able to continue. I hope next week will be regular schedule, you know, Monday through Thursday. And hopefully we'll try to keep on pace as best as we can. Simen Nun Aleph. Dinei Tefillah min Baruch Shomer Ad Yishtabach. The laws of Tefillah from Baruch Shomer until Yishtabach. What we know as Psukei Dezimra. It says, Mechaber Oymer Baruch Shomer Kodem Psukei Dezimra V'Yishtabach L'Achreim. You say Baruch Shomer before Psukei Dezimra and Yishtabach after. We are more familiar to calling it that it's part of Psukei Dezimra, but technically the Psukim of Zimra are preceded by Baruch Shomer Fa'ba Yishtabach. It says, Meshabura, Baruch Shomer Shevach Zek Teknu Anshei Knesset Gdoila. This is a very early takana. It was enacted by Anshei Knesset Gdoila. They Piska De Nefal Min Hashemaya. Through a piece of paper that fell from heaven, a Matsu Kasabai, they found Baruch Shomer written on it. V'yeshboi pei zayin tevois. It has 87 words. V'simanoi, the simon to remember. Roishoi kesem paz. The head of tefillah is fine gold. Paz 87 words. So lema roish hatefillah hu bracha shall pei zayin tevois. Alkin ein legroya v'loi lehoisal pei zayin tevois. Therefore, you should not do less or more than 87 words. V'nachin la'amrei me'umad. It's correct to say it's standing v'afilu b'yichidi, even if you're on your own, even if you're by yourself. V'oichei shtei tzitzis shalafanav b'shas amiras baruch sha'amar u'la'acher gemar baruch sha'amar yinashkem. And you grab two tzitzis, the two tzitzis before you, at the time you're saying baruch sha'amar, and after you finish, you kiss them. What exactly is the connection? Well, we know there are 13 baruchs, and then the 8 strings and the 5 knots are also 13. You say Hamhula befe amoy, not befi amoy, befe amoy, besegal. Batish bachais. Bechirek. Sif beiz. Imsiem baruch sha'amar. If you complete baruch sha'amar, kaidem shasiem hachazen. If you finish baruch sha'amar before the chazan concludes, oine achrav amen. If you complete baruch sha'amar before the chazan completes it, you say amen. But if not, what's he coming to exclude? Says mishaburim siin avalim loisiim loyan amen. If you're still in the middle of saying it, you can't answer amen because you're in the middle of a bracha. It's only if you finish it before. You can't interrupt the middle of Baruch Sha'amar to answer amen for the chazan Baruch Sha'amar. Now, upashut, didavka misha shehischel, baruch ato Hashem. When we say if you're in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar, you can't interrupt to say amen, that's when you get up to the latter half of Baruch Sha'amar. But if you're still saying Baruch Sha'amar, v'ayo ilam baruch baruch ha'zavishas 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 baruch. Then that's not considered being in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. It's Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Haolam. That part is considered in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar. Tchila Shivcha Ba'amhu. The beginning is just praise. V'chol Zadavkin Amen Shal Baruch Sha'amar Ashal Yishtabach. This din that you can't answer Amen is you can't answer Amen on the Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach. Avo Shara Amenim, but other Amenim. Masik HaMagin Avram. The Magin Avram concludes with Sivkat and Gimel. The mutter lanois afilu be'emsa berchas baruch sha'amar yishtabach. You are allowed to answer in the middle of baruch sha'amar yishtabach. So this is good to remember that for baruch sha'amar itself you can't answer amen, but for other brachas you can. Kivan shleihuskra brachas ube gemara. Since this gemara is not mentioned in shas, so therefore you're allowed to answer amen. Ach imhu oimed achar tevois baruch ata Hashem kaidim shasiem melch mehula batish bachois. Even though this bracha is not mentioned in Shas, you're only allowed to answer Amen if you're in the body of the bracha. But once you say the final words, Bracha to Hashem, you cannot answer Amen to any bracha before you say Melech Melo Batish Bachais. Hachazan. Avlam Siyim Imachaz. This is all if you finished before the Chazan, or if you're still in the middle of the bracha. Aval. But im siyem im achaz bevas achas. if you conclude Baruch Sha'amar simultaneously with the Chazan, lo yane amen. Don't answer amen. Dinira ka'ina amen achar b'chaysav. It looks like you're answering amen after your own bracha, the kaimalan hariza maguna, that we say this is disparaging. The same thing would be by any bracha, that if you conclude a bracha in unison with the chazan, you don't answer amen. Except for, there's some notable exceptions, and those are the exceptions that Sfardim say amen after their own bracha. So even though Ashkenazim do not say amen after their own bracha, but if you're finishing the bracha together with the chazan, so you could say amen to his bracha. Ah, it looks like you're saying amen to your own bracha. Okay, there are people who do say amen to own bracha by these brachas. What are they? Levad b'yishtabach, or yehalelucha achar halel, or achar shemra amal yisrael la'ad, im siyem b'shava im ashatz, or im adam achar oina amen. Why? Many poiskim say that you answer amen after your own bracha. And the reason is, by the way, because the Sfaradim answer amen after their own bracha, because they've concluded a series of brachas. For example, Yishtabach concludes, Pesuk Zimri, Alucha concludes, Halel, Shemar Yisraelad concludes the brachas, Krishna Shal Arvis. Even though we're not knowing this way, in such a case, this din that you're not allowed to answer amen to your own bracha. Right, so one din is you can't answer amen to your own bracha. If you conclude a bracha together with the shatz, you cannot answer amen, except for Yehalelucha, Shemrama Yisrael Ad, and Yishtabach. However, if you're saying Shahakal, and the other guy saying Asher Yatzar, you're saying Alamichya, and a guy saying Hanoisan Sarvina, and you finish simultaneously, Mutter Lanois Amen, you're allowed to answer Amen. Rabbi, we're going to hold it over here. Ksiv Ksima Toiva, Agud Kaben Shiar, all the best, everybody. All your tefillah should be Neskabel, Barachim, and Baratzain. Good year.
What about the bracha B'nei Yerushalayim, B'nei Barachim of Yerushalayim, Amen?
So that's an example where even we say Amen to our own bracha, and right, it's in order to show a hecker between the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. So there, even we go like this Sfaradim. That's the one exception to the rule, because it's not only an end of a group of brachas, but it's differentiating between the Oraisa and the Rabbanan. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day. Good tiyar. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.